Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, a podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's your good friends, Jay and Jack. We're back ready to talk about Ghostbusters. Yes, Jay and Jack's Ramblecast.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest edition of the Ramblecast, right on the eve of San Diego Comic-Con.
San Diego Comic-Con.
And Jack and I are actually in the studio
together
at the same time, in person.
In person.
Which it's a flashback. It's like 2007.
2007. I actually have headphones on. Well, I wear headphones when we record Skype, but it's weird.
Yeah.
I actually hear myself speaking now.
Yeah, it's actually monitoring your voice.
I'm not used to it because, I'm used to just speaking and not having to listen to myself.
I'm here drinking a cold juice box of Ecto Cooler.
Ecto Cooler.
Courtesy of @Colleen84. and we are here to talk about a few things. But the reason why we're both here in studio together is because Jack and I just saw the new Ghostbusters film. Been talked about a lot in all of our podcasts, especially our Ramblecast, as it's our summer show, and we can talk about whatever the heck we want to talk about.
We do what we want. And I'm looking at a whole display of Ghostbuster toys.
There's a
pack of Ecto Coolers there that I guess never going to be open.
No, that's the keeper there.
The keeper.
The keeper.
Is that Play-Doh?
No, that's ectoplasm. So the original toy line had
toys like slime.
Slime, yeah.
Slime. So okay, that was there you go.
Those are those.
And yeah, the Ecto one.
Ecto one.
Ecto one. I'm sorry, the Ecto one. Yeah. Real Ghostbusters.
And yeah, the original.
Stay Puft Man. He made an appearance in the movie.
He did.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler. This will be a spoilery review. So if you haven't seen the new Ghostbusters film yet, just skip the first section of the show. I don't know how long it's going to be, but. But we are going to talk about the movie, I was hopefully optimistic, wasn't expecting much, and Jack was just downright pessimistic.
I was negative.
Yeah, like, why are they even doing this? Like,
why are they
this doesn't even need to exist.
Why are they wasting my time?
Yeah.
Just me. Why are they wasting my time? My time.
So I'm thankful that I was able to convince Jack to watch this film.
Well, I said, hey, why don't we do a quick Ramblecast? I know you're going to go see Ghostbusters. You can do a review on it. And I got some shows. I'm watching Stranger Things, a new show on Netflix. Why don't we talk about that? And you say, well, why don't you go see Ghostbusters too? And we'll go. We can all talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I like doing the Ramblecast and stuff. Do I really have to put that much effort into it? No, it'll be fine. We'll go together. No, you know.
I didn't say go together. I said you should go see it.
Well, your mom's seeing. She went with her sister to see Val and Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah,
with Max and Val, their brothers, and there's gonna.
I have no idea, but that's
well,
what
I'm told. if you weren't so sexist, you would understand that that's a show that
I get the Dancing with the Stars show. It's not I'm sexist. I went and saw this fantastic film with female heroines leading the cast.
Oh, okay.
I'm supportive of it.
Okay, all right.
I'm just not a dancing guy. I'm not like a.
I'm not a dancer. What's his name? Chris. He was in the movie.
Chris Evans.
Chris.
No.
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth. Sorry.
Hemsworth. You know, yes. We do get confused. We share our same birth date. So that's just something else we have in common.
You and Chris Hemsworth.
Hemsworth. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Born on August 11th. So we're like blood brothers. We're like twins.
So I will say this. I gave a little teaser on my Instagram, but I said a forthcoming review will be on this Ramblecast. Before we actually get into anything, we actually jumped up in our patrons this past week.
Yes.
Lori.
Thank you,
one
Lori.
Of our listeners.
Thank you for shaming people.
Yeah, kind of did a little bit of shame. Like, we have like 1,000 people
shame.
On this Facebook page, but they only have 100 and something patrons.
1,700.
Yes. So what's the hold up here? We've had a big growth here in patrons. I think we're around 140 now.
I think so.
So big thanks to our patrons. You guys are the people that make this show possible.
Getting closer to that goal of 1,000.
And, you know, if you've listened to this show or listening to our podcast and enjoy our podcast and we maybe, you know, help pass the time and make it a little bit better, then, you know, if you contribute anything, we'd be more than thankful over at patreon.com/JandJack. You can contribute $1 or more a month, and it all goes to make funding the costs associated with producing these shows. So thank you to all our patrons. If you'd like to become one, you can do so by going to jandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link. Also, we're doing a special promotion with LootCrate.com over at LootCrate.com/JNJack. For less than $20 a month, you can get a box of geeky goodness worth $45 delivered to your door each and every month. Each month has a special theme, and this month is no different. Jack, what is this month's special theme?
This one's probably the most amazing one yet.
Wow.
If you stop, okay, when you listen to what it is, stop listening.
Okay.
And order right away, because
okay,
the first four people.
First
four people that order,
yeah,
get to star in the next Ghostbuster movie, because like, apparently they'll let anyone be in the movie. So stop right now. If you want to be in the next Ghostbuster movie, you can start right. You stop what you're doing right now and go order, because you can be the star of the next Ghostbuster movie.
So sign up today. LootCrate.com/JaneJack. Use the promo code JaneJack to get a discount on your first month's patron. Loot Crate. All right. Without any further, let's dig into this movie. You know, I don't want to say lambasted, but definitely a lot of criticism thrown this
movie.
Well,
Rotten Tomatoes had it, I think the audience was at 53%.
53%. The critics
was
like
73%. At one point it was at 50%.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow.
But even before that, it was the most disliked YouTube trailer on YouTube in the history of YouTube.
Okay, you're a GB geek.
Yep, a Ghostbuster
fan. Because we were talking to one today.
I think last week it was like a favorite thing.
Before we even saw it, we're talking to Ken, the beer guy.
Yeah, Ken. Yeah,
at the movie theater. And yep, he goes, I'll just tell you this. I liked it, but I didn't love it.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted to like it. You go in there with no expectations,
yeah,
and you'll like it.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
He did say that.
So I'm hearing this. I'm seeing. But everyone I saw on Facebook and mm-hmm. Twitter that I've all liked it.
Yeah.
Nobody. Yeah. I didn't see anybody hate it, so I don't know who the 53% are that hate it. So are they just? Do you think it's people that just die hard? Because I haven't talked to you if you liked it or not.
No, we have kept our opinions secret.
In fact, we walked out of the theater. We didn't say anything to each other. We just talked about the weather, and I said
it's our old lost TV show rules. Yeah, we do not speak.
Because even Colleen goes, "Well, did you like the movie?" And I go,
"I'm like, nope,
not talking about it." So
keeping it fresh for the show.
So do you
for you, our listeners,
yes,
and our patrons, keeping it fresh for
that's
you.
That's what we do.
We're capturing
it. That's the sacrifice we make.
It's capturing it in a capsule
that's
right now, and you're listening
and people
to
are going,
it on this show.
That's a bunch of crap. No, seriously.
Yeah, seriously.
We drove all the way home. It was like a 5-minute drive home. And we just talked about, like, we're flying out, what time I'm flying out, what time you're flying out. Nothing. In fact, it wasn't even... We watched that through the whole, because you have to sit through the whole movie.
Yeah, there is a scene at the end after the credits.
And I was just, because, you know, a lot of times I don't sit through the credits.
Yeah.
But if you sit through the credits and actually look at how many people put a movie together.
Yeah.
All the names.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty incredible. But
it is.
But do you think, as a true GB geek,
mm-hmm.
do you think those are the people that are hating on this movie?
I see. Here's my problem. I'm a GB geek. Like, I have been on Ghostbuster message boards. It was the first thing I did on the internet in 1997 before even we got the internet. A friend of mine had the internet.
You know, most people did porn. Your first
Not
thing
me.
Was Ghostbuster? Okay.
So a friend of mine, Manoli Yannakakis.
Manoli.
Remember Manoli? He had a computer.
Is he running for president yet?
He is not. He's doing well. I'm friends with him on Facebook. Married and happy, as far as I know.
Well, you kind of sound hesitant on that. Married and, I guess he's happy.
I guess he's happy. Was it 50-50 on the marriage there? So I'm guessing he's happy.
How come your bobblehead looks like, what's that guy's, Gwen Stefani right now, the... He just divorced his wife, or just left his wife for Gwen.
Blake Shelton.
It looks like Blake Shelton.
See, to me, I think it looks like Jacob Parr, our artist.
He looks like, maybe.
Yours looks a lot more like you than mine does me. I will say that.
Yeah, you look a lot like Blake
Shelton.
Blake Shelton.
Yeah. Sidebar. This is Jack's referring to the bobbleheads that were gifted to us on our 10th anniversary.
I can't help it. It's staring. It looks like Blake Shelton. It's freaking me out. It's I got. Where's Del Vanderpool over here?
I sold Dale Vanderpool. I sold him. Yeah.
If you don't remember Iron Man, Dale.
I've been paring down the collection.
Dale thought he looked like Iron Man. Anyway, we get off track.
Where were we?
We're rambling.
Manoli Yannakakis, he had the internet, and so the first thing I did with it was go on and read about rumors for the third Ghostbuster movie. Like, that was
back
in 1997.
At the time, it was supposed to star four women.
No, it was the original cast. And
oh, really?
There was all these rumors, and it was like all the Ghostbuster sites of the day. So there was like Ghostbusters. It was Ghostbusters.com before Sony bought it out. It was like a fan page.
Now did they realize? Hey, we made that second one. We should have stopped at one.
No, like the second one was still popular, and there was still a big fan base, and Dan Aykroyd was kind of holding the torch. But at the time, like, it was some heavy, heavy rumors in 1997. So I printed out all the synopses. And again, because I didn't have the internet at home, so I printed it out on paper, and I just took it home and just read it.
We did not have the internet. That is correct. I don't even think we had TV.
Not at that time. Well, we had over-the-air TV, but not cable.
Yeah.
But
we cut the cord a lot. Well, it was cut for us.
And then I think I went to my grandparents' house in Little Rock, California, and they had the internet, and I printed a bunch of stuff off. So I set a folder.
Isn't it sad that they had the internet in Little Rock, California?
I know, before we had the internet.
In San Diego.
But I had a folder with all the printed out stuff for the third Ghostbuster movie.
So you're a true geek.
Super geek. And I've been very excited about a possible third movie for a long time. Long time. And so, yeah, 1997 was almost 20 years ago. To put it in perspective. So, a lot of expectations. So, when they first announced the all-girl cast, for me, at first, I was like, I hope they don't make it, like, a girl thing or something. I was like, don't make it
a chick movie.
Not a chick movie, but hopefully they don't make it, I don't know, I'm a big fan of the mythology and everything. I was like, don't make fun of it. Don't not appreciate what it was.
Well, I think that would have been a huge mistake.
Yes. Over time, I was like, you know what? These are really fun. Once they announced the actresses, this is when they were saying, we're going to do an all-girl cast. But once they announced the actors that we're going to do, I'm like, they're really funny people. It's the same idea, you know, because the original Ghostbusters was like, you know, Second City alums and stuff like that. These are really good improv people. I'm just going to keep an open mind, and there we go. And then the trailer came out. I was like, the trailer doesn't seem too funny, but I'm going to try and keep an open mind. It's going to be okay.
That was good because one of us in this room was keeping an open mind.
One of us was, one of yes. Us.
I'm not going to say who it was.
But again, you know, I got Ecto Cooler back. I got a lot of stuff because in my time hop today, in 2007, there was a lot of debates, are they going to bring back Ecto Cooler? In 2007, so almost 10
really?
Years ago, it came back this year.
Really?
So saw the movie, today was the second time I saw it, yesterday.
You saw it back to back.
Back to back, and needless to say, I really liked it. Like, I thought it was a really enjoyable, I laughed a lot more than I thought I was going to laugh in this movie. I thought there was a lot of good lines in this movie. I thought Kate McKinnon from SNL and Chris Hemsworth stole the show. I thought they had a lot of really funny moments. And I like that Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy didn't play to their type. They actually were kind of dialed back and they played it more straight.
Melissa McCarthy only a couple times fell into that trap, and Wiig once, I think.
But again, for them, I think people made... They like Melissa McCarthy is funny, but she kind of plays the same character every single time.
The bumbling.
It's kind of like
loud,
over the top.
Yeah.
And it's funny, like in Bridesmaids, the
but
first time she did
it. You can't keep playing the same
funny.
Character.
I agree. And Kristen Wiig, she kind of does her little weird thing. And she had a little bit, but I think she was playing it pretty straight. But I thought they let the other cast shine. Leslie Jones, I thought, had some really great lines, really funny. And I really liked it. I thought it was really good. The actual like bad guy and everything was kind of like whatever. It wasn't that big a deal, but overall I really, really like the movie, and that's my initial take thoughts. Now I'm curious to see, Jack, what do you think?
Okay, I was if you've listened to listen to our podcast for a while, I tend to be on the more positive side of things. No, I'm sitting there like going, man, they should. But it was you look at the on paper, it's a great it's a great cast.
Yeah,
all the women are funny. Yeah. I mean that Hemsworth, was it Hemsworth?
Chris Hemsworth, yeah.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, he literally, like you said, he was probably the funniest person.
Yeah.
Because you don't expect him to be, you know, he's Thor.
Yeah.
He's, he's on Saturday Night Live a couple of times. He's funny on Saturday Night Live, but I didn't expect him to be I thought he might be the butt of the jokes.
Yeah,
And he kind of was.
Yeah.
But when you watch the movie, you have to watch the things he's doing in the background.
Yes.
Because that's hilarious. I'm yes. not gonna, I don't want to spoil people on the jokes, but
yeah.
I think my favorite joke was actually Kristen Wiig when she's talking to the mayor of New York. Don't be the mayor yes. from Jaws. Don't say I'm the mayor from Jaws.
Never call me the mayor from Jaws.
And if you haven't seen Jaws, see Jaws before you see this movie, because
I'd hope he's that's a joke that anybody should be able to get,
because he's terrible.
Yes,
he's a
yes.
terrible mayor. People died because, and then who gets blamed? Brody.
Yes.
Poor Brody gets blamed from the mother, who was an actual wasn't an actress, she was actually a person from the
island.
Most of the people on that yeah. on the movie of Jaws are from that area.
Saving
and she
money.
Was so when she slaps Brody in the face,
yeah, it's coming from somewhere real,
because I make a joke about it, but I don't want to talk about it now. But okay, so I go in there with a negative attitude.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, you know, I go, well, yeah. But I'm seeing people on our Facebook page
yeah.
saying they liked it, and people on Twitter are saying they liked it. I go,
yeah.
well, who's the 53% that? Why are 40,
well, it's 50% they liked it,
but
so
47% don't. Yeah. They hated it. I mean, I was yeah. reading the reviews, the script. I will be honest, the script is kind of, the plot is kind of weak.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're going there to see. I mean, the first one, let's face it, you can't compare it to... If you're going to go
no.
there, and you cannot compare it to the first one.
No.
Because the first one is gold.
Yeah.
This one, but I was laughing through the whole... Almost the whole show.
Yeah.
It does kind of die towards the end.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
last, like, 20 minutes, it gets really slow.
Yeah.
It, like, bogs down.
Yeah.
But then it gets... There's some jokes at the end that kind of
yeah.
gets... But they kind of, with the whole... I won't spoil you, but the last 20... There's 20 minutes there where I'm, like,
yeah.
going, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up. But... I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I was laughing. There were yeah. some times I was laughing. I mean, like I said, the Hemsworth thing was hilarious. And what's her name? Kate McKinnon.
Kate McKinnon, yeah.
She's hilarious. I mean,
yeah.
Like said, like Jay said, they stole the show. I mean,
yeah.
they're just hilarious. And
yeah.
the things they're doing behind the scenes
yes.
are just, and like Kristen Wiig was almost a straight man.
Yeah, I think she pretty much.
I'm sorry, straight woman.
Yeah.
She,
you can call her a straight man.
Straight
That's
man.
What she was doing.
She
yeah.
was not really the... She wasn't the character. She wasn't the
yeah
the character she played on Saturday Night Live. With sometimes yeah. you liked her, sometimes you didn't.
Yeah,
Melissa McCarthy was more of a straight man.
Yeah,
the scenes you had with the food guy,
the delivery guy,
are hilarious.
Yes.
It's a funny movie.
Yeah,
I would recommend people go see it.
Yeah,
I would recommend people go see it. Don't expect. It's nowhere near the first one.
No, no. But nobody thought it was going to be.
But it is funny. It has some funny scenes in it. The actual action parts in it, I could have done without.
Mm-hmm.
If they would have made it just a comedy,
yeah.
I do like the throwbacks they have to all the cast members,
yeah.
which was perfect.
Yeah.
Even Harold Ramis was perfect. I mean,
yeah.
you have to kind of pay attention.
Yeah.
But all the cast members.
Yeah. The only one that wasn't was Rick Moranis. He didn't want to do it.
Right. He's kind of retired from.
He's kind of, but he's just like, he's kind of. Bitter about the whole Ghostbusters thing, apparently, so he just didn't want to come back.
Well, his wife passed away or something.
Yeah, like 15 years ago or something.
Yeah.
And then he kind of retired to take care of his kids or something.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about Rick Moranis, and I forgot about Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah,
and then oh, that's right. But no, it's I would say go see it.
Yeah,
I'd say go see it. I just will say this though, I hope there's not another one.
Why not? I think there could be another one.
No, it'll be the same problem. There's no way they can make. There's no way they can improve on this.
I will say this: like to me, the way they could do another one is that they're kind of because the last scene was kind of building up to a possible second one.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And I think it could be fine because the one problem if I did have a problem, it would be that the bad guy in this one, the whole main plot thing of it, or the bad guy or whatever they were facing. Was kind of just lacking, whereas I know, you know, if I'm a fan of the real Ghostbusters and the original movie, and the mythology there is a bit more rich and a bit more like real, like it feels real.
Well, you didn't hate him, whereas the first one, Peck, everybody
yeah.
hates him.
Yeah.
And they do a great...
I mean, Peck's not the bad guy, he's just kind of the man. Zool is the bad guy.
I get it, but Peck's the one you hate.
Sure, sure.
And there was nobody there you really going,
Yeah.
This guy, like I said, is like, oh, he's the bad guy?
Yeah.
You're like going through the whole time, yeah. He's kind of a weak bad
yeah.
guy.
Yeah. So again, it was kind of just there to kind of move the plot along. So I could say with the second one, you could have maybe a more rich... plot there or take more time with that because I think the cast could still it's still a funny cast. From what I understand, a lot of it was like improv I believe it. And they didn't realize that Chris Hemsworth was such a good improv. But, like, most of his stuff was just improv, apparently.
Literally, when the first scene when he made me laugh, I'm like going, I'm laughing. Because I've seen him, again, he's been on Saturday Night Live a couple times.
Yeah.
But he's, it made me laugh, but I'm like, you think of him as more of a serious actor.
Yeah, yeah.
He was funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, and some of the bits you're going to have to pay attention to because you're like, what's he doing? Oh. The stuff was so stupid. Now, you think they did that because it's an all-woman cast and they wanted the guy to be the dumb guy?
Yeah, I like it. He's the dumb blonde.
He's the dumb blonde. He was the good-looking receptionist.
Yeah.
He's the stereotype blonde that they have as receptionist.
Yeah.
You know, like Hollywood always portrayed as stupid and, you know, except WKRP in Cincinnati.
No, I liked it. I liked, and again, I don't think it's like, it doesn't, what I did like, it doesn't beat you over the head with like feminism or anything. Not to say that's not a good thing. I think it's important. But I thought it was just, they were just who they were.
Right.
And they were women. And I think that's important. I think it's important for, you know, young girls growing up just to see they can be scientists just like guys can be scientists. Or they can
be
heroes. Yeah, they can be ghosts just like anybody else. And I think that's really important. So I thought that was really cool. But again, playing on the type of Chris Hemsworth as for them, that was their, you know, beefcake meathead. Yeah. but again, that could have just been kind of a little subtle thing. But he was just really freaking funny. Like it was just really funny.
It was hilarious.
Like when the alarm was going off, and he was like,
it just is hilarious.
But it's almost just like I was looking forward to, because they had kind of extra scenes after the movie was over during the credits or whatever, and. There's like more scenes with Kate McKinnon and Chris Hemsworth. Like, oh yes, another scene with them. Cool, I want to see what they're gonna do. And you laugh. Like, they're really good. So that's where for me, I wouldn't mind a second one because I like those characters. I like to see them again.
If they do it like you said, a second one, the story needs to be stronger.
Yeah, I would agree.
The comedy was good.
Yeah,
the comedy was great.
Yeah,
but the story the start of it's almost like the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it follows a little bit.
It's a little bit the same kind of thing, but. The story itself was weak.
Yeah.
And that's why I've seen people were criticizing the story was bad. You know, the script, it just wasn't strong enough, but the comedy outweighs it.
Yeah.
If you want to go there and just have fun, a good popcorn movie and laugh, it's good for that.
Things I did like, so I was worried with it being a reboot. I was like, I don't do a reboot because then you're kind of discrediting the past. But actually, I kind of liked it because I like their approach with it. They explained more how they kind of came to their equipment and came, like, how do they develop it and how do they get their logo and stuff like that. I like that. I thought it was good. I like their story. I like that it was different in that, like, how did they come together and where they all come from. And so I like the reboot and how that turned out. The cameos, I thought there were some good cameos, but I will say Bill Murray's cameo was like, meh, I wasn't that big about it. He was kind of like...
Well, he plays that... I won't say what he does.
Yeah.
But his was the least... Because you see, okay, Bill Murray.
Yeah,
it's a comedy.
Yeah. He didn't really do much. But again, it's whatever.
That might have... Well, you know, you think...
It's a little nitpicky.
You think maybe Bill Murray did that because he didn't want to upstage the...
He could have been. Other actors.
Because he comes on the stage. He's obviously, you're looking at Bill Murray. And even though he's done a lot of serious work lately.
Yeah.
You think Bill Murray, you think instant laughs.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've laughed once with Bill Murray.
No. And again, that's just the character he's playing, whatever. Right. But the other cameos I thought were fun. And it was nice to see them. And even the Harold Ramis nod I thought was pretty good.
Right.
It's kind of quick. You got to pay attention. I thought it was really funny. Plot was a little lacking, but it wasn't terrible. It didn't detract or anything for me. And I'd like to see another one. So I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 thumbs for me.
Oh, we're doing 5 thumbs?
Out of 5.
So if the original was 5 thumbs.
I would give it like 5.5 thumbs, but sure.
Okay. All right, so I thought we were doing 4 thumbs.
Okay.
So since we're doing 5 thumbs.
Yeah, 5 thumbs.
I'll give it. You gave it 4.5?
No, I gave it 4.
Four. I'll give it 3.5.
3.5. Okay.
3.5. The comedy was great, but the story was lacking for me.
Yeah.
I did get kind of bored with it.
Yeah.
There's a good stretch there, but about 20 minutes where I'd go, all right, this has got to.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't, because I think the problem was they stopped making jokes.
Yeah, there is a point there where they kind of get into the thick of it,
and it gets serious. And I think that's where they made the mistake. Whereas Ghostbusters, even when they're getting serious, they're still making jokes.
I mean,
they're still making. It's a comedy.
Yeah.
So, and I get they're trying, but that's where, that's the one, the biggest thing I'll say they dropped the ball. I can live with the script. I can live with the story, is they stopped trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And they're funny women, and, yeah. and it was funny all throughout except for that one yeah. part where they just, I go, okay, because the original Ghostbusters, you know, the whole, this is my town, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, no one, just the whole, all the different yeah. jokes they had.
This guy's a sailor. He's in New York. Get this guy laid. We're having problems.
No one messes,
steps on a church in my town. Town
and
yeah.
the cross, oh, the streams are bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you said they're bad. I mean, they didn't had, they literally yeah. stopped making jokes and tried to be a little serious.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think, for me, hurt the movie because I'm, yeah. I'm laughing. I'm on a roll. It's, yeah. you're, I'm into your movie.
Yeah.
And you stopped it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the action wasn't worth the.
Yeah.
So that's yeah. That's the reason I won't go four thumbs yeah. because it that one stretch.
Yeah, no, I could definitely feel that. For me, it wasn't as, but I do get it. The jokes slow down a little while and they kind of pick back up at the end.
Right.
So I would definitely.
I mean, when it comes back, it's funny, and I yeah. know some people that you know may not. That's just my.
No, yeah,
is my complaint.
I think that's
because
fair.
I think that's fair. I literally was laughing through the whole movie.
Yeah,
and then you stopped.
Yeah,
and you took it away from me. It's like you're giving me ice cream. You say. You like this ice cream? Yeah. All right. We're, for 20 minutes, you're not going to eat this ice cream. What? It's going to melt.
But I would definitely recommend it. Like I'd say it's a really good movie.
Yeah, go see it.
It far exceeded my expectations for it.
Oh,
I really
exceeded my expectations.
And I'm really glad. As a diehard Ghostbusters fan, I'm glad they made this movie.
As just a fan of the first movie.
Yeah. Okay. Was it better than Ghostbusters 2?
You know, it's been so long since I've seen. I would say I laugh more than this movie than probably Ghostbusters 2.
Okay,
so yeah, I probably would be.
Right, the next episode we'll just have you watch Ghostbusters 2 again and see what you think.
Maybe. What did I do? You know, maybe it'll be better than I thought.
Maybe.
No. Literally, if Ghostbusters is on,
yeah,
I'll watch it.
Sure.
Ghostbusters 2, I change the channel. I won't watch it. And you know what? It's never on because no one wants to see it.
No, it's on.
When?
Actually, I don't watch regular TV.
It's probably
anymore,
on
so
like
no
it's probably on like 3 a.m. in the morning.
When I was younger, it used to always be on KTLA or not KTLA. What was ours version of that?
Oh, KUSI.
KUSI, whatever.
KUSI.
They never had first Ghostbusters. They would always play the second Ghostbusters.
You know why? Because all they could afford.
Well, yeah, it's like, you know, those smaller stations, those local stations, they
hey,
pick up those
what?
Like five movies.
They got Ghostbusters too. Yay! They're like going, really, we can't get another movie?
And it's like Sunday, and they play a movie on Sunday, and it's like every other Sunday is Ghostbusters 2. That was their rotation.
Man.
But yeah, so there you go. There's our thoughts. Any final thoughts on Ghostbusters?
No, I would recommend people go see it.
Yeah.
If you want to laugh, go see it.
It's my hope is it's successful enough to kind of continue the franchise. If you saw, there was this, at the beginning it said Ghost Corp, so I don't know, because they've talked about doing other types of Ghostbuster movies. So I hope there's more, so that way I can still have Ecto Cooler.
Well, like I said, the cast is excellent.
Yeah,
you can't complain about the cast. I mean, at least they got that right.
Yeah,
and I like you said, Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig weren't their characters. And I think that helped the movie.
Yeah,
it helped make it a better movie because they got the comedy from somewhere else.
Yeah,
not that they weren't funny.
No, they were funny.
They were funny, but it wasn't.
They just weren't playing there.
They weren't like they weren't. Like sometimes that, you know, on Saturday Night they play, you know, they just go mm-hmm. like over the top, like yeah. Melissa McCarthy or Kristen yeah. Wiig kind of goes over the top.
Yeah.
It wasn't taking away from what the other people were doing.
Yeah. They collaborated really well.
Right. It was a great team effort.
Yep. Yep. I thought Leslie Jones did a really good job.
Oh, she's hilarious. I think she's funny.
She had some really good lines too.
But she wasn't that loud person.
She played it well too.
Like, she played it well too. I mean, yeah. I like her character. Don't get yeah. me wrong, because if she's listening, I don't want her beating me up. I think she's hilarious on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, yeah.
But she
didn't play to her character.
It was just kind of
yeah.
Colonel Blake on the blonde.
Kate McKinnon. Yeah,
she has all kinds of different characters.
Yeah,
if you watch her on Saturday, if you don't watch Saturday
Night
Live,
yeah.
she's amazing. Of all the different, yeah. you know, characters she does. She does Hillary Rodham Clinton, and yeah.
My favorite for her is Justin Bieber when she does Justin Bieber. It's really good.
I like when she does the lady at watch the news where she's eating. She's eating like a salad or something, casserole.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Does like talks about movie? I can't remember what it is. Anyway, so she was great because she could. Her character was—it's probably one she does.
Yeah,
but she has so many different ones.
Yeah,
that she has that ability.
Well, but she also had a lot of good non-verbal humor, like a good
right.
like expressions,
oh,
kind
yeah.
of background stuff. I thought was really good.
There's a lot of stuff going behind the scenes. That,
yeah,
when the scene's going on, you kind of just watch the characters behind.
Yeah,
they're doing stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So definitely go see it.
So there you go, Ghostbusters. Check it out. You have our stamp of approval, the Jay and Jack Ramblecast Woo-hoo. Stamp of approval. So, Jack, as we were driving to the movies, I was checking on my Pokemon Go.
Oh, Pokemon Go. Yes.
So I was doing it, and then you said that you had some thoughts about Pokemon Go. So I think we talked a little bit about it on Married Man a couple
weeks
ago or so. So
Chris is doing it.
Yep.
And now you're doing it, right?
Well, it has more active users than Twitter right now.
Yeah, again, I'm all for people.
And people at home, it is a augmented reality game in which it has like a map of where you are, and you're walking around, and you catch Pokemon, and you can.
Well, my complaints is they're doing it in Arlington National Cemetery.
Sure, yeah, that's inappropriate.
Doing it at the Holocaust Museum in Washington. I mean, come on, people.
Yeah,
there's some people have died doing this. They've been hit by cars. they. There's allegedly some brother killed his brother because he thought he deleted it.
I don't think that's true. I think it's one of those internet things. I don't think that's true.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I saw it on Facebook, and I've only seen it once. So I don't know if the rule is Facebook. Twitter, it's twice.
Yes, that's true.
But if it's, I don't know about, what's the rule on Facebook?
I don't know. You make the rules. So
well,
I'll
have to think of a rule.
You made up the Twitter one. So.
Well, if you see it twice on Twitter, it's fact. So anytime you see two different people tweet something,
yeah.
It's fact.
Yeah.
So if somebody's died.
According to you, I just want to clarify.
No, I think that's the.
This is according to you.
That's the Twitter rules.
Okay.
Most people follow it.
Sure, sure.
So anyway, I'm at Target the other day.
Uh-huh.
I go walking in.
Sure. As one does at Target.
Yeah, because normally I'm doing my wife's job.
Uh-huh.
I'm just kidding. But she loves to go to Target.
Uh-huh.
I don't like going to Target.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if I go to Target to get something, I'm in and out. Well, she wasn't.
Well, there's a classic description of guys going to Target versus girls. So the diagram shows Target, and the guy goes in, he has like 2 points, and then he leaves.
Right.
And then it has a woman going to Target, and it's like zigzag, zigzag all across the thing, and then they leave.
And then, well, the problem with your mom, it's not as bad as my mom.
Yeah.
My mom goes to Target, it's like you're there for like 3 hours.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because she'll sit there and look at everything. And if you're listening, Mom, I apologize, but it's
bad. She when she used to come out for like Thanksgiving, we'd go to Target get stuff for Thanksgiving. It was literally a three-hour trip. It was horrible.
It's like I felt like Gilligan.
Yeah.
Just because you're
just a total day killer.
But my wife is almost just as bad.
Yeah.
Because she has to go look for, we got to get looking for the baby. I go, he's not a baby anymore. He's two. Don't call him the baby. But, you know, we have to go look at stuff. Wouldn't this be good? Yeah. Yeah. Where we have, I go, half my garage now is full of his toys. I got all the stuff out of there. Now it's his toys. Anyway.
Yeah, I will say I have a lot of toys, but I think my son now might outpace me,
yeah,
possibly.
He's got toys. He's got toys. He's a good kid, so we don't mind spoiling. But I go in there, and so I have to get stuff because she's not feeling well, so I have to buy all the stuff.
Yeah.
Because usually when we go in there, she gets the stuff, and I'll just throw some extra items in mm-hmm. there. So I'm going back and forth, and all screwed up because I forgot it's back there. Oh, it's back there because I have my list on my phone.
Yeah.
And then she's calling me, telling me different things to get. I go, well, if you're well enough to call me. But you know me, good husband. Good husband.
Well, she's not making you like FaceTime, just kind of like hold her there.
Oh, no, she did FaceTime. Because she wanted the extra, you know, Swiffers.
Yeah, yeah.
We have the extra long Swiffer now.
Or the one that extends out so you can like dust.
No, it's like,
just a long,
it's a
like
longer,
Swiffer.
It's like a 14-inch duster thing.
Wow. So
it's a big duster.
Okay.
It takes up a lot. It gets a lot of dust.
Yeah.
So I'm looking, and she goes, I call her, go, hey, I called her. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me FaceTime you and look at it. And that's the worst because then she's talking on the phone and everybody's looking at me. Now I got people looking at me. Because
it is on speakerphone. It's not like you can hold it up to your ear anymore.
I'm like
it's
going, like... and she's like, no, go to your right. Go to your right. So people right are looking at me like, oh my God. No, to your left. My right. Your left. I'm like, go down, go up, over here. What does that one say? And she's just like screaming at it, and people are looking at me. I'm like, sorry. And people are going, oh, you're that guy.
So they're going like, poor man, poor man.
Oh, are you in Target by yourself? You came in here without your wife and you're shopping? Oh, we got to get help for this man. And so I go back this way, slide it this way, slide that. So she goes, oh, they don't have it. Oh, it must be only at Home Depot. Or I go, do you want me to go there? No, that's all right. That's all right. She's like screaming top of her lungs. I'm like going. So I hang up and I kind of push my cart back like this. So anyway, I got off topic here. But this
it's fine.
So that was embarrassing, though.
That's
really embarrassing.
Yeah.
So, but then she kept texting me stuff to get.
Yeah.
And I'd be all the way past the other side. I go, oh. okay, let me go back all the way back there and get it. It's twice. I was going back to the front, and she texted me. It was all the way back in the back. I go, so the last one.
Can I just say my policy, like I'm at, so say, tell me if you need anything. But if I'm like near where the lines are and she texts me, I'm like, too late. You had your chance.
This is what I said on the,
I'm buying this
is what
now.
I said on the second one. I go, I'm not walking all the way back there. She goes, I go, yeah, they didn't have it. She goes, okay. So I lied. No,
lied to save the marriage.
To be fair, they may not have had it. So
I
go walking.
You don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. Right? But
Schrodinger's cat. You don't know if it's dead or not.
But literally, I was almost to the front.
Yeah, yeah.
And I finally get there to pay for the stuff. And the guy's holding up toothpaste. He goes, can I have your date of birth? I go, for toothpaste? He goes, oh, no, sorry, sir. It's for the Mucinex X. I go, oh, okay. I go, what a kid. I go, what? I go, what?
Kids are snorting the paste now.
I was just about to ask, what are you kids doing with toothpaste now? And he started laughing. This girl started, those two young kids that were working there. And I go, it's 8/11, 1960. She goes, wow. And I go, look, kind of looked there. She goes, oh, you don't look that old.
That's what you want to hear when you say
go,
your birthday. Tell me
I
birthday.
Go, oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I go, I didn't say 1862. 19 is, you know, obviously you were probably born 15 years ago, so you weren't born in the 19s. But
yeah.
It's not that old. A lot older people around than me. Do you need some help out with your stuff? No, I'm good. I got it. You sure? We got this little scooter here that drives around. We can help you out here.
It's a rascal.
Beep, beep, beep. Do you get some for stronger bones and stuff? So anyway, this Pokemon thing.
Uh-huh, yes, so Pokemon
Go. So I go walking in, and there's five or six kids taking their, they have their phone out.
Yeah.
And I think they're taking a picture.
It does look like that,
Pokemon
thing.
And they're pointing it towards as you walk in.
Uh-huh.
And I grab my gun. The guy goes, yeah, I got one. As I walk by, I go, oh, you're one of those guys. I kept it myself because I don't know how violent these Poke people get.
You're right.
Allegedly, a kid stabbed his brother over the Pokemon. So I don't want to get
killed. It's unverified that a kid stabbed his brother.
I don't want to get killed over these because I know it's serious business.
Sure.
And if it did happen, I'm really not making a joke about it. But
No.
But I don't know. So I'm going to walk around the store. This whole time I'm in the store, these kids are stopping in the aisles, blocking the aisles to take their pictures. I go.
They're taking a picture. They're catching Pokemon.
They're catching Pokemon. I go, all right, so I waited. I go, it's like, because I had to keep going back and forth.
Sure.
Back and forth thing.
They're clogging the works.
So, but you know, I got my wife telling me, I go, oh, that's right. I had to go back there and get that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the list. I go, why didn't we put this list in order? About the fifth time, I go, look, guys, you need to move. Can I get by? Oh, we're trying to catch her. I go, please, can I get by? Please. Angry old man here.
Well, here's the thing. Like, so when the Pokemon shows up, you can move around. Like, don't have to.
These
block
kids
away.
Weren't moving, and then they were like, get in front of each other.
Yeah,
I don't know. Is it to catch?
I don't, like, I've never been in conflict with the catch one before. I just kind of I'm around. I'm like, oh, there's one. I'm gonna catch it.
But,
so I don't.
But they seem to be battling for position.
Well,
and and the worst part was they were shopping too. They had a shopping cart full. I'm like going. It was like a mom was with him or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, your kid's like 15, 16. Slap him. Get him out of my way. You think she would have said, all right, guys, let the cranky old guy get by so he can get his stuff. He's the one who was FaceTiming back there and disturbing all of us. No, it was my
He's
wife.
He's one of that wife that was just giving a real hard time. Just leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Are you sure you're looking in the right spot? Yes. That's the whole Swiffer section here.
Which I'm surprised. Target has a very big Swiffer section. So.
Well, they don't have the extra large Swiffer.
Swiffy.
So that was, and I've seen people at the ice rink doing it.
Yeah.
And I've seen people, you know.
Well, the ice rink's a Pokestop, so.
Is it a Pokestop?
It is a Pokestop. So the Pokestop is like where you can pick up like items.
How did the ice rink become a Pokestop?
It's used like it's the bones of it is another game called Ingress by this company that actually Google used to own, but they spun it off. But so I think a lot of it came from that.
Is it because it's centrally located? It's off the freeways.
Well, they use like landmarks and stuff. So the closest one to here is the, you know, that apartment, the Falls apartment building. Their sign is a Pokestop, and there's a Pokestop at the funeral home. And
okay.
So there's Pokestops all over, and there's gyms, and gyms is where you can actually like battle people. But these people, like, they get their Pokemon so strong that I went and, because we took Zach to the observatory airplane park at the airport, and it's a gym. It's a pokey gym and a pokey stop there. So I tried to battle somebody, and I got destroyed because they're way too strong for me.
So you don't go to the gym to work out.
You're a gym to fight other people's Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's a genius. I mean, I mean, I wish I had the talent to invent it because those guys are making.
Well, it basically uses the same. Ingress was the game that's kind of based off of, but the Pokemon concept.
Do they have a patron type thing?
No, like Ingress. So it's a Nintendo game. And the company that's Ingress is its own things. But I guess apparently it increased the valuation of Nintendo by $7 billion.
Really?
Because it has more active users than Twitter. So active users in the app world is like, because I mean, you remember in Silicon Valley they were talking about active users.
Right. Yeah.
So the fact that this game has more active users than Twitter has is pretty big. It's a big deal.
And Twitter's been around for a while, so.
Yeah, Twitter is 2006.
Right. I know, because I remember Twitter, because I was sitting there at Comic-Con.
Yeah. That's when I saw it for the first time.
Well, because I was listening to people complain about the Patriot Act, about how they were, and I even said to people, I go, do you realize if I was U.S. government, I just signed up to get a large Twitter account, and I could tell where all you guys are and what you guys are doing all the time, because you guys tell everybody what you're doing the whole time.
Young whippersnappers.
But that's my choice. I go, but you're complaining about, I walked away. I knew I had stepped on toes there.
So you're not a fan of the Pokemon game.
You know, I don't, whatever kids do, I mean, kids, but whatever anyone's doing, but do it, you can't be blocking my way.
Sure, sure.
I have this, you know, if you're blocking my way, you're being rude.
Sure, absolutely.
Again, I was rude with the, but that wasn't my fault.
Sure, blame your wife.
That wasn't by choice.
Very manly of you.
Are you sure you're looking in the right spot? And then a lady got mad at me because it was crowded. There were a lot of people there.
What Target was this?
The one in Knightdale.
Oh.
And so the lady, I go, oh.
Target's never that busy.
I was coming. It's like, because they got the shelves and everything packed so high, and they got scrunched together. There's barely any room at Target's. So I'm coming into the, you know, I'm coming into the main flow of traffic. Yeah. So I went, oh, I saw the shirt. I pulled back. Oh, I'm so sorry. She just gave me the dirtiest look. I go, well, I pulled back. But then she was mad at this other lady. This lady had her cart sideways.
Yeah.
Move your cart. That's all she said. I goes, okay. So I said, woo.
Well, I think the problem is because yours is in Knightdale. And a friend of mine once said that Knightdale is not even technically in North Carolina. So I think it's just everybody just kind of coalesces there.
You think so?
And there's too many people there. You need, like, my Target, a little bit quieter. It's not as crazy. You know, it's not as intense.
It's like Sam's. I go to Sam's, and I was it 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago. I think we were going for your son's birthday. We had to get the hamburgers and stuff. And I went in there, and everybody's giving free samples.
Yeah.
I go, oh, my God, get out of the way.
Free samples are great. You know, has the best free samples is Publix. So it's a grocery store chain, a little more upscale than.
Never been. Is that here?
Yeah, there's like one in Wake Forest.
I'm guessing they don't have one in Knightdale.
No, they won't be in Knightdale. But they're in Cary and a couple other places.
Of course, Cary and Wake Forest.
But they do like, so how they do their samples, it's like an actual meal. And then they have like all the different ingredients, but they're like fresh ingredients. So like, went there once to get lunch, and they had like this salmon thing with like this pesto paste that they made, and it was like a grilled salmon, and I tasted like, this is amazing. This is like a meal you would get at a nice restaurant, and they have all the different.
So you just kept coming back.
I did. I had like three samples. It was so good, so good.
Then they say, hey, you've been back here twice.
The Publix also has really good sandwiches, like a really good deli, like really really good deli, cheap, like $7 for a foot long with like. Really good bread, boar's head, like roast beef.
Really good bread.
I got fresh, like good bread. Like better than Jersey Mike's bread.
Best bread I ever had was that lady that had the deli.
Comparable.
Because she had the best bread.
It was fantastic bread.
I don't even know what the place was called. Probably not even there anymore.
No, there's no way that's still there. In Lakeside? No.
She had the best sandwiches, though.
They were good.
Anyway, you go to Sam's. It bugs me about Sam's if people go in the free sample. It's like half a grape. Mm-hmm. And they're like killing each other,
yeah,
to get to that grape, or like half a crack.
It's a free grape. That's
half a cracker with that little sliver of cheese. And they're like, "Oh, it's free sample over here!" And they'll block the whole. It's like a traffic jam. You're like, go, mm-hmm. It's just a great.
But again,
pizza. It's just a cracker.
Sam's or better at Costco. Their hot dogs are fantastic, like a buck whatever, and they're really good hot dogs.
Well, when you walk it out, yeah, that's something you're paying for.
So you said you've been watching a lot of new shows.
I've been watching a lot of new I'll start off with Casual.
Okay.
I remember I told
you
to watch
will
that.
Casually start with Casual, yes.
Casual.
Is it a comedy? What is it?
It's a comedy.
Okay.
It's
who's
like
on?
It's more like a dramedy. It's people.
Is there anybody we know?
There's a girl on there that's been on a lot of shows. But I don't know her name.
I'm glad you did some research before.
I did some research for the show. This is the second season. Second season just started. It's a once a week deal. It's not like Netflix where they just make you twist your arm. We're putting it out and you watch it all now.
Yeah.
Now. You
yeah.
spend 10
now,
hours.
Now. I need it now.
You forget about going. You're doing your Pokemon. you're gonna watch this show now.
Yeah.
Straight through. No, I like it. It's a good show. I casually watch it. But
So the name is appropriate.
Casual. It's about a woman who is getting divorced from her husband.
Yeah.
Moves back in with her brother.
Yeah.
And they have casual sex.
And the
daughter has casual sex. And everyone
okay.
Has
so casual. Everybody's having casual.
Everyone's
sex.
Having casual sex.
Okay.
It's kind of a casual.
So
sex.
That means like sex without any like strings attached.
Right. Yeah.
Correct.
That's the kind of thing.
No relationship required.
And the brother started a. The guy that remember the boss from The Office.
Which one? Which boss?
The main boss.
The CFO.
Yeah. He was towards the end, bossed. He's the guy. He's been in a lot of shows.
Okay.
I don't have my computer.
All right,
on.
I'm gonna look up IMDb Casual. Keep talking.
Okay. So anyway, he developed a dating website. Oh, the guy from Mad Men is in it this season. Peter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He's joined the cast.
Okay.
It's I wouldn't say it's a great show. There's not times I'm laughing. I'm not laughing the whole. It's more like
you're not LMFAO.
No, but there are times I do laugh. I do find it funny, so I'd recommend it. Have you got it yet?
Yeah, I'm trying to find this boss.
Yeah, he's not in it all the time.
I was like,
he's his partner in the dating website.
Gotcha.
Well, now they just changed the dating website. Well, I don't want to spoil anyone.
Okay.
Season two.
Michaela Watkins, Tommy Dewey plays Alex Cole. Does that guy sound familiar?
Tommy Dewey. It's like a brand new cast.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a few people you've seen in shows before, but not a lot.
Okay,
it's. I would recommend if you're on Hulu. Recommend.
Yeah. Okay, Andy Buckley, so the CFO of Google, not Google, of The Office, Dunder Mifflin.
Dunder Mifflin, yes.
He came back and bought the company towards the end of the show.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
He was in it.
Yeah.
Another show I'm watching.
It's a yes or a yeah, maybe you like it.
I like it. Okay. I told you to watch it.
I know you told me to watch it. I'm just saying.
But I recommend people watch it.
Okay.
If you're going to watch it saying, this is the funniest show I've ever seen, no. But it's entertaining.
Two seasons?
It's on its second season right now.
Fifth
episode of the season, sixth episode.
Okay.
It's like 10 episodes
and,
a season.
And Hulu, you said earlier, it's not all at once.
Yeah, they don't make you watch. Yep. It's not that communist thing where they make you watch it all at once.
You don't have to watch it. You can pace yourself.
No. They tell you
Netflix lets you decide.
In fact, it tells me recently watched. So they're like telling me, you watch this, you're going to watch it again.
You're
going to
finish it.
We're
not taking
it
off of here until you finish it.
You can watch something else, but it's coming right back to this. Right back to this. Another show I watch is a Showtime show. A new show. You might like it. It's called Roadies.
Roadies,
with,
okay. Slater? Christian Slater?
No.
Not Slater. Dennis Leary.
No, that's with not Owen Wilson. What's his brother?
Luke Wilson.
Luke Wilson is the main star of the movie. There's other people in that you've seen. It's more of a drama, has some comedy in it.
Okay.
I've seen three episodes so far. If it got
is it the type of comedy that like a comedy that Nurse Jackie is or
No. It definitely wouldn't win any comedy awards like Nurse Jackie. But no, it's a long. It's 45-48 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically what behind the scenes of how to set up a concert with hassles they go through. You might like it,
okay?
Because you're in the music thing.
Sure, yeah.
It's not terrible. I mean, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it got canceled tomorrow, I'd be like, okay, well, I gave it a try.
Well, in today's world, where there's just so much good TV, like, is it worth it? Like, is it going to cut through? Because like saying a show is like, it's pretty good. That's not. I don't know if that cuts it nowadays.
Well, it doesn't. But it's one of those shows where I go. I got nothing else to watch. I'm going to watch this.
Okay.
I mean, I'm still giving it a chance.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, it's a show that you,
It's the creator is Cameron Crowe, famous for Jerry Maguire.
Well, he's another he's a San Diegan like me.
He is a San Diegan
like me. So,
San Diegan.
So it has its moments.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a little long.
Okay.
Sometimes some of the bits or some of the sketches go on a little long, but I'm liking it. But it's not one of those things I go, you definitely have to see it.
Yeah.
I'm not Netflix. Okay. I'm not making you watch it.
Okay.
But there is one show on Netflix I started watching the other day.
Uh-huh.
And it was funny because I saw the previews for it. And I said, when I saw the previews, I said, oh, this looks good. It starts with Winona Ryder.
Okay.
And what's the only thing frustrating me is, how old is Winona Ryder now that she can have a teenage son?
She's in her 40s.
I know, but she was the kid on... She was the kid, the cute little girl on Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
She was just a kid then.
But she was probably like 18, 19 then. Beetlejuice was like 30 years ago.
I know, but she was playing like a 10-year-old.
No, not a 12-year-old.
13-year-old, teenager,
she was a teenager in Beetlejuice.
But she has a teenage, it's like, how old am I now?
You're old.
How old am I? It's crazy.
I'm 31. You're old.
I know. I can't have kids that old.
You do.
But I'm 4 episodes in. And it's excellent.
She is 44.
44. No. Okay. She's excellent in this.
Okay.
The whole
right.
cast is it has mostly kids in it.
Uh-huh.
It has a lot of kid actors in it.
Yeah.
They're good in it. The main girl, I don't want to spoil anyone, she's excellent in it. It's really good. I mean, this is definitely a binge watch.
Okay.
Worthy show.
Binge worthy show.
I'm telling you guys, because it's one of those shows where you don't want to stop watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I watched the first episode, then I'm watching the second on my computer. Second episode I'm watching on on TV, and your mom's reading a book. She goes, "What's this stupid show?" And I go, "It's a sci-fi show. You're not going to like it."
Uh huh.
And then she kept watching it. "What's this? What's this?"
Yeah.
"Well, it's a show you don't want to watch." But she, it's funny. She'll watch it, but she hates it.
Mm-hmm.
Because she doesn't.
So she hate watches it.
She hate watches. But I've watched the last two on my own.
Okay.
I didn't watch it with her. But I would definitely recommend this 100%. I guess it's only 8 episodes. I have 4 more to go. I'm not going to finish it before I go to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
But it's excellent. I mean, it's basically has that. It's definitely sci-fi. It has the bad guys. Has trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
In this, it's a small town. That's why you don't move to a small town, because bad things happen in a small town.
It's true.
Every movie I've ever seen, it's always a small town.
It's like a horror version of every John Mellencamp song.
Exactly.
Famous
small town. But no, Stranger Things, definitely, definitely watch it.
So tops on your list of recommendations.
Oh, without question. I'm Netflix. Stop what you're doing now.
Okay.
And go watch it. Seriously, whatever you're.
We're gonna stop this podcast and go do it right now.
If you're watching, what's out there right now? There's nothing out there.
It's summer. It's summertime. Yeah.
You could probably watch this. I could have probably watched this in 2 days if I would have started earlier. I started late at night.
Uh huh.
And I was like, oh my God, it's 3 o'clock. Do I watch the second one?
Yeah.
I go, no. So, but I watched the fourth one last night till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And I'm like going, because your mom, we're trying to watch Hell on Wheels. We had a massive storm, and it took us like 3 hours to watch.
Yeah.
We still missed half the episode. But I definitely recommend this one without question.
Okay.
It's that good.
That's high.
And the camera work, it's classic Spielberg.
Uh-huh.
It's just the acting is fantastic. Winona Ryder is excellent in it. She's fantastic. Yep. The other actors... Other names, but they're great in it. What's Matthew
McConaughey?
No, Matthew Bodine. He was in Memphis Belle movie.
Okay.
He was the main guy in Memphis Belle. He's also in that, what's that wrestling movie that has the Journey song?
I don't know.
Okay, he's in that movie.
The
too.
Wrestler?
No. He has to lose weight. He's a wrestler. He's in love with a girl. That's the Journey song.
Isn't that the rest? Is that what Mickey Rourke?
No.
Oh,
what's it?
I don't know.
Is it Matthew? All right, gotta get Siri here.
you have a phone. Just search
Stranger Things.
Well, it's I could just
check it out. That's not what I want. There's a group called Stranger Things.
All right, let's see. So Matthew, let's see. I'm looking up here for you. You got Winona Ryder, David Harbour. Finn, Wolfhand, Millie, Bobby Brown, Gaten, Matt Zaro, Kayla
Bobby Brown's in it?
No, Millie, Bobby Brown.
Millie, Bobby Brown.
Matthew Modine.
Matthew Bodine, that's what it is.
Modine.
Didn't I say that?
You said Bodine, but...
Bodine, Modine.
Known for Full Metal Jackets.
That's right. How did I forget Full Metal Jacket?
I don't know.
That's his best movie, and that's the one I forgot. What's the wrestler movie?
Let me look up here.
Vision Quest. Vision Quest?
What year did it come out?
Like in the 80s. It was Journey, so it had to be 80s. Vision
Quest. Oh, so it wasn't like a Journey's resurgent kind of thing?
No, it was just they had a Journey song.
See, Pacific Heights, Memphis Belle, Gross Anatomy, Saturday
Oh, Pacific
Night
Heights
Live,
is good, too.
Married to the Mob, The Gamble, American Playhouse, Orphans, Full Metal Jacket, Vision Quest.
Vision Quest, yeah, I was right. Memphis Belle is one of my favorite movies.
A high school wrestler. Oh, a high school wrestler. I was thinking like WWF or something.
No, it was real wrestling.
A high school wrestler in Spokane, Washington has trouble focusing on his
Spokane
training.
Did you really say Spokane?
Yeah, Spokane.
Spokane.
Spokane?
Spokane.
Oh, Spokane.
They say Spokane.
Probably. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just...
Has trouble focusing on his training regimen when a worldly drifter takes up temporary residence.
And
at
she's
his
hot.
Home.
So, of course, it just...
She does look good in here.
Distracts him.
Yeah.
He couldn't keep his vision quest.
Linda Fiorentino? Oh, her from... oh, yeah. She's a hottie.
Where's she? What else she in?
She was in Men in Black, Dogma.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
She couldn't... he couldn't stay focused. Matthew Modine.
Modine.
Sorry, Matthew. But
jeez Louise.
Have you seen? You've never seen Memphis Belle?
No.
It's like an all-star cast in that movie.
Never
Harry
seen
Connick it. Jr. You've never seen Memphis Belle.
I've said I haven't seen it. You can't keep repeating. It's not going to change the fact I haven't seen it.
You'll watch Ghostbusters 2 1,000 times, but you've never seen Memphis Belle.
I don't
Belle.
Say 1,000 times. Maybe once a year.
I'm
maybe
telling you,
twice.
Okay, you need to see Memphis Belle.
Maybe 3 times.
Anybody out there listening that has seen Memphis Belle, tell Jay, hey, yeah, it's a good movie. You need to see it.
All right.
It's one of those movies that it doesn't really do anything.
But it doesn't really take you anywhere. You feel better,
but
kind
of.
It
has Tate Donovan's in it.
Okay.
You know who Tate Donovan is?
Ringing a bell.
Who was the kid that was supposed to play in Back to the Future?
Oh,
I know his name. He's
Fudge.
Really good actor. Why don't you look up Memphis Belle?
All right, I mean, look up Memphis Belle because
it's got an all-star cast, but it's just great acting. You know Harry Connick Jr.
Of course, I know Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, it has Rudy's in it.
Let's see, that's Sean Astin.
Sean Astin,
Billy Zane, who was also in Back to the Future.
Billy Zane, who has hair in this movie.
Let's see. I'm blanking on Eric Stoltz.
Eric Stoltz. That's how do we not always forget Eric Stoltz? Because he's in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
He is.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
But so Memphis Belle. In 1943, the crew of a B-77 based near his last bombing mission over Germany before returning home. I feel like I've seen this movie. Actually, I think I've watched it with you.
You probably have because if it's on,
yeah,
I will sit down and watch it.
Is this the one where it's like a is there like he draws something
John
to
Lithgow's
save the plane?
John Lithgow's
like save
in
the plane
it.
Or something?
No, he was an artist
that drew something to
no,
save
that,
the plane. What
was
that one?
That was a Tales of the Crypt type episode, I think.
Oh, was it? I remember watching that one.
Where he draws tires on
it. He draws tires
the
on
thing.
The plane to save it or something, right?
Okay. D.B. Cooper's in it, this one. Not D.B. Cooper. D.B. Sweeney's in this movie.
Yeah, D.B. Sweeney, correct.
He's in the movie...
But I might have seen this one with you as well.
It's one of those movies. It's my Shawshank Redemption. You know, people watch if it's on.
Yeah,
Memphis Shawshank. Bell's on it. I go and people go, really? Huh. I just like
it. It was a 6.9 out of 10 on IMDb. I mean, it's not.
Well, because, you know, it's these stuck up people that don't have to have action to the whole thing. Can't just have some dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Because as a writer, I'm all about the dialogue.
Sure. Sure.
Have you seen that thing? What's his name's doing on the internet? Aaron Sorkin, he's doing the writing thing.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. I haven't ever watched it, but I saw it. I saw you made a couple jokes.
Yeah,
Memphis Belle's a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes, but here we go. Top critics only 38%.
Critics are stupid.
Considered rotten.
Critics are stupid.
Considered rotten.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, it's a really good movie.
Anyway,
I like it. I like the movie. But again, it doesn't have, you know, because the critics are like going.
The audience score is 79.
So make me laugh. Make me Where's the special effects? Oh. Ooh. Screw the critics.
So it is time for the 5 questions for Jay. Did you actually prepare any?
Oh, you know what? I forgot about the 5 questions for Jay.
All right. Well, I will ask the questions then, you lazy son of a gun. Here we go.
You know, hey, I watched the movie.
I took you to the movie.
You did. Thank you, by the way. I did buy the beer.
That's true.
The guy selling the beer was very personable.
Can I just say, this movie theater is nice. It has like a nice selection of premium beers, like good beers. And this guy chooses a Corona.
Well, it's funny because the guy, he gives me a sample of the beer you're telling me to choose.
Yeah, it's called Hell Yes, Ma'am. It's great. It's a 9%.
So he gave me a shot. I go, you know what? I liked it. but I didn't love it. I gave him the same line he gave me.
Yeah.
He goes, touche, touche. And then I have this woman behind me, and I go, oh, we're holding this. We're holding the lineup. She goes, oh, no, you're good. You're good. My husband's a manager. I go, oh, so I can stand in front of you all I want. I go, no, I'm kidding. I'm bad. I like to go with what I like.
But Corona's horrible.
But I like Corona. If I'm going to sit through a movie that I may not like, do I have to drink a beer I may not like?
But I gave you a sample of a good beer.
It wasn't cold enough.
Beer's not supposed to be freezing cold. If you have to have your beer be freezing cold so you don't taste it, you're not drinking good beer.
It needs to be cold.
I'm just going
to
say that.
Food has to be cold.
It cold, but not freezing.
I like a frosty mug. What sells better on the commercial? Hey, a frosty mug of... Or, hey, here's a pile of sand. You're in the desert. Here's a pile of sand. Here's some warm beer.
If there's any beer aficionados that listen to the show... feel free to give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Oh, you know, we have a call on the Ghostbuster thing.
Oh, we do.
I know we have at least one, so I apologize.
Okay. Is that okay? Well, I will pull that up before we get into the five. So
good.
Here we go.
Good deal.
Hello, Jay and Jack. This is Greg. Just calling in for the Ramblecast. So I guess I'm going to ramble here for a few moments. I just got out of seeing Ghostbusters 2016. I'm really bad at reviewing movies this quickly afterwards, but since it's for the podcast tomorrow, I want to call in anyway. Overall, I really enjoyed the movie, more so than I thought I would. I didn't think the trailers were that good, but I also understand that trailers generally don't always do a good job of previewing the movie. You know, that's their point. Some trailers are just awful. So really, it's really not fair to judge a movie based on its trailers. In this case, that's the perfect example of not judging it, because this movie was much better than what the trailers presented. There's more humor, a lot of great character moments, similar plot points to the first movie, but I mean, it's a reboot. What are you gonna do? I also love The Force Awakens. So I really can't bash the movie for being similar to its original, because it works. And when it works great. I think it worked pretty good here. So I think overall, good experience. A couple little weird complaints I have. A few of the shots looked like, visually, they just looked really off to me. Like, they just look like, oh, here's a back lot. I don't know. Really weird, really minor, nitpicky almost. Probably, yeah, I'm nitpicking it right now. So overall, definitely good. I guess I'd give it a 4 out of 5. It's because a few minor things just don't quite make it a great movie for me, but I thought it was a good movie, very entertaining, worth seeing in theaters, had a lot of fun. I won't spoil it, but don't leave until after the credits. There is a post-credit scene, so stay in the theaters. Almost nobody stayed in my theater, so yeah, it's a good one. I'm excited for hopefully the sequel. Hopefully the movie does well. Hopefully you guys are having a great podcast, having a great day. I'll catch you guys later. Bye.
All right. Thank you for the call, Greg.
So we say hope for a sequel to our podcast?
No, for the movie.
Oh, for the movie. Yeah, I'm good. I don't think I need a sequel.
I'll be good with a sequel. I would like to see a sequel. So.
Well, maybe I'll pitch in and help write it. They can write the jokes, and I'll write the plot.
Uh huh.
How about
sure.
That? Would that be a little better?
Sure. That sounds like a great idea.
I think it'd be gold.
thank you for the call, Greg. And feel free to call in at any time, 385-309-0311 for the Ramblecast. We'll usually try to post up what our topic's going to be on our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJack group. So sign up today. All right. It is now time for the five. And since Jack was lazy.
So this means I have to do 2 weeks in a row.
I guess.
All right. That's fine.
Or you just forget again. So I have to do it anyway. All right. Here we go.
The five questions for Jack. The five questions for Jack. What really say? Nobody knows. One thing for sure, almost anything goes. The five questions for Jack.
All right. It is the five questions for Jack.
I forgot to tell you, too. I heard your song on the broadcast thing.
Yes, yes.
So you were able to put original music on a new podcast, but this podcast is the Married Man's been out for how long?
A long time.
10 years, and we still don't have a song.
In all fairness, the song I did for the podcast didn't really require much work.
I thought it was pretty sexist myself. I go, that's pretty sexist.
Yeah, so Colleen wanted a song, and I was like, so I took my guitar and I wrote that song.
What, it took you about 2 minutes?
No, I literally picked up the guitar and I was like, vagina.
I won't say the second one, but it says, kind of rhymes with middies.
So, in fairness to me, there really wasn't that much of a problem. Okay, but it was funny. I think at least it was on point to what they're trying to do.
Okay, well, that's fine. 10 years. Because you know one of our reviews was, reviews we had on iTunes back in the day?
Yeah.
Maybe, they can't even get through their opening without screwing it up. Well, that was part of the charm of the opening, was to get the person who was ever doing Dale doing the opening, was to get him to screw up.
Yeah, that's part of the fun. See, so if I wrote a song, you wouldn't have had...
We wouldn't have had that bad review.
Oh, man. All right. So we saw the movie Ghostbusters. You said you're a big fan of the first movie. You'll see it over and over and over and over.
I'd say big fan. Memphis Belle, probably a bigger fan of Memphis Belle.
Jeez Louise.
I'm not like geekzoid over here. That's got us.
So these questions for the five will be based on Ghostbusters. Which would be easy for me that I have to do this kind of on the fly because it's my favorite thing ever, so I can
answer
it well.
Again, favorite thing ever, and you have a wife, and you have a child.
Is that okay. My son, then Ghostbusters, and then my wife.
Okay, that makes sense.
all right, so let's see here. All right, here we go.
All right.
Now, the story or the basic, very loose concept of Ghostbusters was developed by Dan Aykroyd.
Yes.
His family has a history of kind of being in the paranormal or into the paranormal and stuff like that.
I've seen him on some ghost shows.
And his original concept was that they'd be like janitors, but like interdimensional janitors that would kind of go from planet to planet to kind of bust ghosts. But the concept was so like crazy, and they had to make it more based in the real world. That's where they brought in Harold Ramis, who made the story more realistic.
Right.
The original...
If you look at a lot of Dan Aykroyd's movies... They're kind of all over the place.
Yes, yes. So Harold Ramis, again, I like that they gave him enough tribute in this movie. Cause,
yes.
Was really supposed to co-star his Blues Brother partner, this person.
John Belushi.
Yeah, that's
nice. Well, you didn't even have to say Blues Brother partner. I knew John Belushi. I don't think as funny as John Belushi is, Bill Murray's a better choice.
Oh, yeah.
But I love John Belushi. John Belushi said 1,000 times, he can make me laugh without saying anything.
Yeah.
But you can't see anybody else in this movie other than in that role other than Bill Murray.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. So originally, they had in mind Eddie Murphy to play the role of Winston Zeddemore.
Right.
And he was going to be a scientist with them. It was be more of a starring role, but he was doing Beverly Hills Cops, which didn't really work out. So they brought in Ernie Hudson to play the role of Winston. Who had, I thought, a good cameo in the movie.
I guessed that, though.
Everybody did. It's like, that's where he's going to be. Because, the end of the movie, like, that's the only person it could be.
Come on, who would anybody else could be?
If he hadn't shown up yet.
Well, I said it.
Everybody did.
I was sitting around 100 people, and nobody said anything. I was sitting next to the kid who couldn't sit still.
The cartoon show, The Real Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Which, again, love that show.
And so did the guy serving the beer.
Yeah. Have a lot of animation cells from the show.
I think we're ever going to get out of there, but because the guy kept talking about Ghostbusters, even though he's very personable. Yeah. I go, you know, my beer is getting warm.
I need it freezing cold. It's the only way I can drink it.
Well, if you had a nice cold mug.
So in The Real Ghostbusters, Ernie Hudson, the actual actor that played Winston in the movie, auditioned for the role, the cartoon role, and he didn't get it.
Wow, that's rough.
Which famous comedian did get it?
Chris Tucker.
Nope.
Kevin Hart.
This was in 1986. The correct answer is Arsenio Hall.
Oh.
Arsenio Hall.
Oh, you know
Hall
what that makes? I do hear that voice now.
Now, also related
now, to... Now, did Arsenio Hall get it because he's the bigger star? Was there a scene in there where the Ghostbusters, real Ghostbusters...
Star in 1986? He didn't get a show till later, I think.
He was in Coming to America.
I don't think he was in that yet. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure.
He was funny. His sitcom, his stand-up was hilarious.
Another bit of trivia there is Larice LaMarche.
How am I supposed to get this? You can't get the
did
name
the
right.
voice acting for Peter Venkman in the show.
Oh, yeah. Of course he
and,
did.
And he was also famously the voice of this character. Ironically, Bill Murray said that this guy's voice sounds too much like this other character. You should replace him with somebody else, which happened. Dave Coulier came in, famous from
Full House.
Full House to do Peter Venkman in the cartoon
and he
show.
He does a lot of voices.
But ironically, Bill Murray also voiced this character in the live action movie. What is the name of this character?
Peter Venkman.
No, not the one besides Peter Venkman that he played.
Oh, Spengler.
I don't think you got the question. But
I have no idea what you're talking about. You had so many names. So,
Larice LaMarche.
Okay.
Or Maurice LaMarche, sorry.
He was
the voice of Peter Venkman.
He was a dancer.
No.
Sounds like a dancer.
He also was famous for doing the voice of this other character on a cartoon.
Oh, on another cartoon.
Another cartoon.
Oh.
Bill Murray quipped that this person just sounds like this other cartoon character, so they replaced him with Dave Coulier.
I got it.
Ironically, Bill Murray later did the voice overwork for the live action version of this movie.
Lion King.
Final answer?
Yes.
No, Garfield.
Garfield. Oh, okay. Well, how come the guy that does Bob's Burgers and Archer and how come he's able to do the same voice in all these different shows?
They say make fun of it a lot in all
the
shows.
At least it takes you half a season to forget this guy's not Archer and Bob's Burgers.
Honey, I'm home. Louise.
Where are we at? It's
I don't know, you had that
fourth
long,
question?
You had that long... I think that was seven questions in one. That long.
So originally, the character Rick Moranis played, Louis Tully, was supposed to be played by this other Second City actor, or SCTV actor.
Dave Thomas.
Who...
No.
But he turned down the role because he wanted to make the character kind of weird, so they went with Rick Moranis instead.
Wasn't the character weird anyway?
Kind of in a different way.
So a Second City guy...
Actually, I think SCTV is.
It's not Dave Thomas?
No.
John Candy?
Nicely done, John Candy. So in the storyboard, you see Louis Tully is actually drawn up as John Candy's shape and size.
Huh.
So there you go.
Rest in peace, John Candy.
Yes. Too soon.
Sweet guy.
All right, so that was the fourth question?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Final question. You're one away.
This is for everything. This is for bragging rights.
The movie was nominated for two Academy Awards. Now, the probably easy one here is nominated for Best Original Song, the hit song Ghostbusters. Can you name the second thing it was
nominated
for? Special
effects.
I'll give it to you. Best Visual Effects.
Best Visual Effects, yeah.
The two awards nominated. You won the five!
Because I'm a big fan of Ghostbusters.
I made him easy. I didn't make it that hard. Because you complained last time I made him way too hard.
Who complained?
You did.
I never complain.
Baloney.
I don't complain.
All right, guys. That is it for this week's Ramblecast. Jack and I are off to San Diego, California.
I actually leave tomorrow.
You leave tomorrow. I think I leave on Tuesday. So if you are going to San Diego Comic Con and you see us, please say hi. We love seeing everybody.
I probably won't be there much, though.
But you'll be there preview night, right? You should do preview night like Saturday.
I'm preview night, and usually I do every day. But I got other things to do, so yeah. I'll be there preview night and Saturday for our panel. What's before us?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because last time it was Javi, and I would have liked to listen to him.
But we'll be at the San Diego Public Library at 3:00 on Saturday.
And I know it's expensive, that library was to build, but it's free. As long as you have a pass, you can go in there.
If you don't have a pass, just show up. I want a big line, a lot of people there if you're around.
We got Joe Opinionated.
Yes, Joe Opinionated will be there with us. We'll be talking Lost. So Lost Fans Unite will be talking Lost over 10 years later. A lot of our Lost podcasts have been fun, so
hey,
this should be a lot
you
of fun.
Do you want to go to that 2017 thing? To Lost?
Oh, Lost went in Hawaii again?
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see.
Was it September? October?
I'm not sure.
I said, I'd like to go.
That'd be great.
But I wouldn't have to do like the tours or anything, would I?
I
could do my own thing.
Sure. Then why go?
Well, I don't want to. I don't want to be confined to having to get on a bus.
That's the whole point, is to be around like-minded people.
Well, I don't mind being around people having a party or something like that. I was there when you almost killed Jeff.
Our
Fahey.
Panel is Lost Fans Unite over at the San Diego Public Library in downtown San Diego. 3 o'clock.
It's only like a 17-mile walk.
It's fairly close.
When you consider the traffic, foot traffic.
Well, it was nice watching the Padres or the San Diego All-Star game. You could see the dome of that library in a lot of the shots. It's fairly close.
A lot of people in San Diego don't like the design of that library.
I think it's fine.
I have no problem. It's just the cost of it's ridiculous.
It's a $500,000 or $500 million, but it's not that bad.
Well, it's been only proven that it's $185 million, but it's not finished yet. So I guess the total cost eventually will be like $500 million.
That's good.
For a library.
Because that's something that helps better society.
It helps better society, but a football team that brings people in there, no.
No, what good does that do?
No.
For
hey, a football
five
team,
games a year?
A football team, it's eight games. Football team gives
eight
you...
Eight games.
Gives you
so 8 days a year.
Well, maybe you make the playoffs.
Oh.
Well, you have two preseason games, too.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you have
such
that.
A revenue
well, you have that, but you also have the fact that it causes stress and aggravation. When was the last time you went to the library?
When we had our panel.
Exactly. It's not even, it's funny thing is. It's
no,
not,
I've been in one since.
The sad thing is, it's not even in the library. It's to the side. We're not
well,
even,
there's like a little, there's a,
it's
like
a nice,
auditorium
it's
kind
a, of thing. It's a nice room. It's air, it's well air,
it's a lot of fun. So if you want to come out, we're going to be talking about Lost with Joe Pinionated, who is always a great person to talk to. And we'll
just
be talking about Lost.
Just keep the questions simple this time. We had one year where they were really too tough.
No, bring the tough ones. That's why we have Joe there to answer the tough ones.
Yeah. What do you think?
So definitely come say hi. We'll be all around next season. I'll be camping out to get some new toys, the usual.
Oh my God.
So it should be.
I'm not hanging around YouTube.
Jack and I will be doing a post Comic Con probably podcast whenever we get back, and we'll talk about the festivities and the fun stuff. The one thing I want to do is Double Dare is apparently doing like a live Double Dare with Mark Summers hosting it. Really excited. Like Double Dare, that was like a staple. Along with Ecto Cooler was a staple of my childhood.
But who was actually in a Double Dare type thing?
We went to Universal Studios.
Yeah.
But that was like a all that thing or something.
But I did get slimed.
Whoop-de-doo.
They were building a burger. I was a hamburger, remember?
Yeah, I remember. But it wasn't Double Dare. That was not.
Whatever it was, I got slimed with all that snot. I think they picked me because it would be easier to wash the stuff out of my hair.
You were still holding on to your hair back then, though. You said the side thing. And the
I did.
Little island in the middle.
Island.
The few strands. Look
at you picking on people. Again, it's okay to make fun of people that don't have hair.
Give us a call.
Like I have any choice in the matter.
385-309-0311.
Yeah, calling time.
Once again, it's 385-309-0311.
I'm not playing along.
We're in person, and you can go into...
You made fun of me. Well, because usually when you get to this part...
You tune out?
I'm usually on my phone.
Jerk. Also, feel free to email us at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroup. Become a patron over at patreon.com/JayandJack.
And if you don't, Lori will hunt you down. She will hunt you down.
She will find you.
She will find you. She has a skill set, and you don't want to mess with her.
A very particular set of skills. Ron said a special thanks to Eckhart Richter, Tack from Tokyo, and Brad from Chicago for contributing at a significant amount.
We always say Brad from Chicago.
Chicago.
Brad from Chicago.
Full list of all of our patrons over at janejack.com. Click that Become a Patron link to become one today. If you want to star in the next Ghostbusters movie, sign over at lootcrate.com/janejack.
They're taking anybody.
Use the promo code JANJACK at a discount on your first month's pack. All right, guys.
How's this desk, this side, all nicked up?
It's Colleen.
Because your desk, you don't really have that many nicks over there, do
no,
you?
No, I don't know what she does.
What, is she like playing knife with a knife or something?
I don't know. You call me a slob? I think she's more of a slob, honestly.
No, this is like someone has like stabbed an.
I don't know what she does. She breaks every. I don't know. She's.
All right.
I don't know. I can't explain her. All right, guys. That is it for this week's show. We'll see you guys next time.
Thing.
Yeah, it must be a New York thing. We'll see you next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.